Hello, this is Charlotte with the Ozone Hour. It is 10 o'clock and you're listening to WMFO in Medford. We'll start you off with a couple of songs before co-host Anna Kaplan gets here. Here we go.
Love is a pharaoh.
Hello, listeners. So that was some Alt-J to start off. That was the song Nara off of the album This Is All Yours, their second studio album. Anna's here now.
Hello.
So welcome to the real Ozone Hour. Still not back to complete normal because Flora is working on some homework.
But we have away. Some... We greatly admire her.
Yeah. 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 And we have some music to play for you tonight. Actually, I don't think Flora's been in since her dance show, Sarah Band.
She's so very busy.
Was working really hard on that, and now I think is compensating with schoolwork. So
totally understandable. I think as the semester goes on, we've also gotten more and more free form.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think this whole semester we've really lost the theme aspect of our show at all.
We had the space theme.
True. And Punk's Tawny Phil Day. Who could forget that?
That, I think, was one of our best themes.
Yeah. Who knew that the groundhogs could be so interesting?
Well, we weren't expecting Punk's Tawny himself to call in.
That's true. That really made the show.
Maybe we'll get Puxitani on here for an exclusive April interview.
Yeah.
Less relevant.
What does Puxitani do? Look back at the last 6 weeks.
What does Puxitani do during his time off? Oh, and we're getting a call.
Wow. Great.
Let's pick that up.
Yeah.
See who it is.
Oh, thanks for suggesting that, Anna.
I'm nothing if not helpful.
Mm-hmm. Hello, you're on air.
Hello.
Hello. It seems that we've been pocket dialed or something.
Maybe our caller has stage fright.
Yeah, I hear some rustling, some low rustling, but I think I'm going to hang up.
Give us a call back if we're speaking near pocket. Whoever you are. Maybe it's Puck's Tiny Phil and he just can't talk because he's a groundhog.
Maybe he's trying to communicate something, but we can't figure it out.
So maybe we'll play some music.
All right.
Oh, it happens.
All right. I am going to play another song then in that case.
All right. And maybe I'll follow that with another song.
And then maybe I'll follow that with another one. Or should I maybe not play a song?
We should just have some radio silence.
Yeah, you're right. We should probably plan some radio silence.
Well, I guess we're not going to play a song because we're getting another call here on the radio.
All right.
Who knew that groundhogs had opposable thumbs?
Hello, you are on air.
Hello. Caller, we cannot hear you.
All right. It seems like that's that's all then.
All right. Well, we will try again later.
Okay.
See ya on the other side of this song.
Here we go.
Thank you.
That was this song, Troublemaker Doppelganger, by Lucy Dacus? Dacus? I'm not quite sure how to pronounce her last name. D-A-C-U-S, if you want to look her up.
D-A-C-U-S.
I've been really digging her music lately. She played in Boston a couple weeks ago, but I was studying my bum off, so going to the show was not an option, unfortunately. Yeah, so we're just going to roll right into some more music.
Here's a song from me.
It's been a long, long time. How are you doing? How is your son? How are his children? I bet they're just like me. You must be tired, tired, tired of hearing prayers like mine. No need to answer. Nobody likes to know when they fail. There's this girl, this girl, this girl, this girl, this girl. And I'd be the happiest backslider in the world if you would tell her it's your will for us to be together. Trying, try to make her love me. I'd sell my soul to heal the one thing she thinks she'll never say. But now it's Sunday, 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 and a pretty voice is rising up to ask you, like I'm almost dead, like I'm about to. If you could show this girl, this girl, this girl, this girl, and I'd be the happiest backslider in the world if you would tell her it's your will for us to be together. This girl, this girl, this girl, this girl, and I'd be the happiest backslider in the world if you would tell her it's your will for us to be together. I would never bother you again unless you want me to.
Right, we just played a lot of music. So, what did I just play? I played a song by the Bahamas called Caught Me Thinking. Not the Bahamas, excuse me, Bahamas. Caught Me Thinking off the album Bar Chords, which I was enjoying the other day when it was sunny out and I had just cleaned my room. And it's really pleasant music to listen to, kind of low key. Then I listened to The Valley Town by Elliot Brood. One of his lighter, more like acoustic songs, but he has some fun, heavier stuff that maybe I'll play later. And that last one was This Girl by Punch Brothers.
Those are the songs.
Those are the three songs. So I recently took... Yeah. So Game of Thrones aired yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if any of you listeners saw, or if Charlotte, if you saw, the Spotify, like... take this quiz, find out which Game of Thrones character your like music library says you are. And I was like, awesome. I'm going to get some. So it's basically it like categorizes your music. It analyzes your music and it says, okay, you listen to like music with these characteristics, like folk or like melancholia or like house or whatever, right?
What is the house? I wonder what the house Game of Thrones character is.
Right. So I'm like, oh, cool. I think that if I were a Game of Thrones character, I would be like someone well-meaning and like maybe probably would have died in like season three, but you know, like,
season fun, one,
like hard, thanks, yeah, Charlotte, but like hard to, you know, hard to hate, you know.
Okay.
But no, I open up the webpage and I'm like, oh, find out your Game of Thrones character based on your Spotify playlist. Can you guess who I got?
Did you get Joffrey?
No.
Okay. Did you get Cersei?
No. Someone less overtly mean.
Less overtly mean.
Let's see, he's from an island house.
Oh. I don't know. Can you just tell me?
Theon Greyjoy. Oh, wow. For those of you who are not Thrones fans who are listening, that sucks.
But isn't that kind of almost what you were describing, though? He's not that hateable. And like,
he betrays... Okay, this is a spoiler, but it's from like way early in the show. He betrays the House Stark.
Yeah, but he like regrets it, and it's only because he was in their family.
Sorry he got all of them killed.
Okay, but he also was in their family, and they like didn't... They treated him as lesser than, and he had a lot of resentment for them. I don't find him
I wanted someone cool like Arya Stark.
Yeah, he's not cool, but like he's not hateable. I don't think he's especially hateable.
The second name he gets,
Reek.
Reek.
Yeah.
I got Reek. Yeah. So maybe you'll take this analyzing website thing during next break.
Yeah, during the next song, we'll
what you end up with.
All right, I'm gonna play. Oh, speaking of other lives, I'm gonna play a song that. The title is kind of related, but I can't really say it right now because otherwise the Radio Pirates will know what song we'll be playing. So I'm going to play a song.
You know, one day we'll live in a world with no Radio Pirates.
But for now, you've got to watch out. All right, here we go.
Thank you.
So that was Bourne's with Past Lives. I'm sure this has been mentioned on our show and on other radio shows before, but Bourne's will be playing at Spring Fling at Tufts on this Sunday.
Wow, this Sunday. Don't forget to get your tickets if you're a student.
Yeah, I just got mine today. That's probably my favorite song, and I'm excited to hear. Yeah, and I know everyone was waiting on the edge of their seats. It turns out I also got Theon Greyjoy, which kind of makes sense because Anna and I listen to similar music. So if you weren't listening before the song, there's this thing out right now where you can analyze your Spotify library and find out what Game of Thrones character you're most like as far as the music you listen to. So I'm Theon Greyjoy, apparently. Also.
It's okay.
Yeah. Also, if you were wondering how that song was related, it's because it's called Past Lives. And so I was thinking, like, in another life, I would be Theon Greyjoy. And if it's past lives, I don't know. Great reincarnation. Maybe. Good segue, Charlotte. And with that, let's play more music.
I got one.
Okay.
Actually, you got one. Because I just played three.
Yeah.
Woo.
Save that. I'll just sing to you.
Yeah, that'd be good. Alrighty. I'll start.
I'm gonna change.
I actually think I could have done better though.
Uh huh.
Nope, still bad.
Nah. All right, Anna's gonna work on her a cappella drum playing, and I'm gonna play another song in the meantime.
Cats. One day I'll be good.
Lingered last in line for brains and the ones she
So those two songs were just Lump by the Presidents of the United States of America and Maps by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
And I have a public service announcement for you all. Very exciting. Here we go. Somerville Open Studios. Visit Somerville's diverse and vibrant arts community at the annual Somerville Open Studios this Saturday, April 30th and Sunday, May 1st from noon to 6 p.m. with a special sneak preview at select studios this Friday, April 29th from 6 to 9 p.m. Immerse yourself in a city full of art with over 360 artists across more than 80 sites. Talk with artists in every kind of working space across every kind of visual media. For more information, visit the Somerville Open Studios website at somervilleopenstudios.org. That's somervilleopenstudios.org. This has been a public service announcement from Somerville Open Studios and all your art-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford.
Yeah.
Woo!
Cool. Good PSA.
Thank you. I selected it myself.
Did a real service to the public here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
In the interest of keeping it freeform, I'm going to keep it freeform, and I'm going to play a song. I have a collaborative playlist with a group of my good friends, and every now and then people toss some music on there, and I realize that one of my friends put some stuff on in March that I didn't listen to. So I'm going to play a song. It's by an artist I know Charlotte likes, that I know I like, that we've seen live.
Whoa.
But I didn't recognize the title right off the bat. So without further ado, here we go.
But when the boys from out of town, they come back around.
So that was a song, Jealous, by Chromeo. That was an amazing show. It was so much fun.
We had so much fun.
Yeah, it was at a little one-day music festival, and we just, like, were dancing outside, and it was great. And promptly after that, we went to Foster the People, right? And it just started raining, like cats and dogs, and it was super fun because it was the last band of the day, so we could all go home and get warm after that.
Yeah, it was a GT, a good time.
A GT.
A GT.
Yeah, that was great. A great song.
Yes.
I would love to hear more Chromeo at, like, Tufts parties.
Yeah. I think the band gets less hype than they should.
Yeah. I used to, like, a couple of my friends were really into them senior year of high school, so we, like, listened to them a lot then. Yeah. Some very good songs. Speaking of good songs, the world may know, may possibly be aware that Beyonce just released this hour long. I don't even know what she's officially calling it. Not exactly a visual album, more just like a movie, an hour long movie that's Beyonce's songs. I actually haven't seen the full movie yet.
I've seen the first half.
Yeah, I watched the beginning of it, and then my phone died in the middle of when I was trying to watch it last night, unfortunately.
Oh, classic.
Yeah, so classic. So maybe I'll report back with my impressions next week. But for now, I think we're going to go ahead and try and play a single off of it. Yeah, and then we'll get back to talking about it a little more.
Woo.
Woohoo.
call Becky with the good hair. Your lies and true love never has to hide.
True love never has to hide.
I trade your broken wings for mine.
I trade your broken wings for mine.
I've seen your scars and kissed your crimes.
Seen your scars and kissed oh. your crimes.
So many people that I know, they just trying to touch you. Kiss up and rub up and fill up. Kiss up and rub up and fill up on you. Give you some time to prove that I can trust you. Again, I'm gonna kiss up and rub up and fill up. Kiss up and rub up and fill up on you all night. We'll be right back.
So you heard it here first. That was Beyonce's new album Lemonade with the song Sorry and then All Night. First time those have been played on the WMFO radio waves, because this is WMFO in Medford. There's that top of the hour ID, folks.
10:58 p.m. You're listening to WMFO in Medford.
And yeah, what thoughts?
Mine?
No, the other people in this room.
Well, we still haven't had any calls in this evening, or successful calls in this evening.
Mysterious.
We did have that mysterious call in, yes. But my thoughts. I thought it was good. So I only had a chance to watch the first half of the video.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was good. High budget cinematography, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, Beyonce certainly can afford it.
Mm-hmm. It's very raw.
Yeah. Yeah. I enjoyed the first approximately 10 minutes that I got to watch very much. A lot of strong imagery. Oh my gosh, yeah. Okay, so the part that I did see was where she... Spoiler alert, everyone. Lemonade video... Spoiler alert. the part where she's just walking around with the baseball bat and that yellow dress.
Cars.
She just is so, yeah, she's dope. I thought that was cool.
Serena Williams is in the movie.
Yeah, I saw that there were just a ton of cameos and stuff, which is cool. Yeah.